During World War II, nearly one-third of Austria's Jewish population of 180,000 died at the hands of the Nazis. Others fled or were deported. After the war, the Austrian government concealed a vast collection of artworks it had confiscated from the Jews. The art objects were kept in a convent at Mauerbach, near Vienna. Last year, the Austrian government agreed to allow the works to be auctioned off, with the proceeds going to needy Holocaust survivors or the families of victims. The auction at Vienna's Mack Museum concluded today. It raised more than $14 million. NPR's Michael Goldfarb was there.
Welcome to the Mack Museum and this historic sale, a significant step in addressing a painful and dreadful episode in history.
Lot one, 80,
there were 853 lots being sold, 8,000 pieces in all, paintings, drawings, objects, and rare coins. Taken together, they offer a picture of Austria's once sizable Jewish middle class. Mark Poltimore of Auctioneers Christie's, who organized the sale, is something of a cultural forensic scientist. He says looking at the Mauerbach collection tells a lot about the vanished Jewish community.
Most of this is depicting everyday scenes of Austrian life, which indicates to me very much that this was a community, very Jewish community, but first and foremost, they felt they were Austrians. And they are buying contemporary Austrian and South German art. And it's very much reflected in what we see here today, because there are very few Jewish pictures, either by Jewish artists or indeed of Jewish subjects.
Not only is there little Jewish art, there is virtually none of the modern art and Art Nouveau for which Vienna was famous in the first part of this century. Mark Ruttenberg, a New York-based art historian, was at the Mack Museum yesterday. He had this frank assessment of the quality of items up for sale.
Very mixed. In fact, on the whole, I would say undistinguished.
Despite the mixed quality of items for sale, around 1,500 people milled around the Mack Museum during the auction. Many were just ordinary Viennese curiosity seekers, but there were a lot of professional dealers from Italy, Britain, France, and the U.S. They competed for items with non-professionals, mainly Jewish, who were there to buy a piece of Jewish history. The effect was to price local Viennese dealers like Rudolf Steiner out of the picture. He also wanted to buy some paintings because he, as an Austrian, felt some restitution needed to be made to the Jewish community.
When I walk around to the exhibition, I cannot explain. I look at some pictures or some objects and I think of former owners, or the rooms where the pieces are in before. And also I think for the Austrian government, it is not a very funny moment to think that they need 50 years to clear up the situation.
For most of the last 50 years, the existence of the Mauerbach collection was kept quiet by the Austrian government. 12 years ago, an article in Art News magazine made its existence public. A small number of claims by survivors' heirs were made in the ensuing decade. Last year, the Jewish community negotiated the right to auction the art for the benefit of charities which help Holocaust survivors. Yesterday, Paul Gross, whose parents perished in the Holocaust and who is the leader of Vienna's 16,000 remaining Jews, watched the crowd moving about and spoke about his feelings.
My feelings are not elated, but I think it's a job to be done, and even in hindsight, I think we did the right thing.
200,000.
I'm Michael Goldfarb in Vienna.
220, sir. 200,000 in the front row. At 200,000 shillings, I can